Moon Stories. The Moon and the Pail. One night, a young boy looked out of his bedroom window. There was a full moon in the sky. It was beautiful. The boy thought, "It's beautiful. I want it." He leaned out of his window and tried to get the moon, but it was too high. "I can't reach it," he thought. There was a pond in the garden of the house. The boy looked down at the pond and he was amazed. There was another moon in the pond. "It's amazing," he said. "It's more beautiful than the moon in the sky." He stopped and thought, "And it's much closer." Then he had an idea. "I have an idea," he thought. He ran downstairs into the kitchen. He saw a pail in the corner of the room.
What happened next? Read and choose. 1. The boy went out into the garden. 2. The boy went back to his bedroom. Look at the next page. Check.
"It's beautiful. I want it. I can't reach it. It's amazing. It's more beautiful than the moon in the sky. And it's much closer. I have an idea."
The boy went out into the garden. He carried the pail to the edge of the pond and put it into the water with a splash. The moon broke into hundreds of pieces. "Oh no," he said. "I broke the moon." He was very sad. He sat down on the grass and started to cry. But then he looked at the pond and laughed. The moon was back in the pond. "The moon's back," he said. This time, the boy thought, "I must be much more careful." He picked up the pail and put it into the water very carefully. Then he pulled it towards the moon very slowly.
What happened next? Read and choose. 1. The moon went into the pail. 2. The moon broke into hundreds of pieces. Look at the next page. Check.
"Oh no! I broke the moon! The moon's back! This time, I must be much more careful."
The moon broke into hundreds of pieces. The boy thought for a long time, then said, "I must do it a different way. I must get the moon into the pail quickly." He picked up the pail and leaned far out over the water. He leaned further and further and finally he fell into the water with a splash. "Okay," he thought. "I can't get the moon. I must go back in and get changed." The boy climbed out of the pond. He pulled the pail behind him. It began to fill with water. At the back door of his house, he put the pail down and started taking off his wet clothes. Then he looked into the pail and he was amazed. "It's amazing."
What did he say next? Read and choose. 1. There's water in the pail. 2. The moon is in the pail. Look at the bottom of the next page. Check.
I must do it a different way. I must get the moon into the pail quickly. Whoa! Okay, I can't get the moon. I must go back in and get changed. It's amazing!
The moon is in the pail.
Of course, it isn't really.
The Princess and the Moon. There was once a princess called Kate.
I'm a princess,
she told everyone. She lived in a big castle with her father, King Stephen, and her mother, Queen Jane. Kate's parents loved their daughter, and they told her all the time. Your mother loves you, Kate, said King Stephen. Your father loves you too, said Queen Jane. If Kate asked for something, they gave it to her. She asked for a rabbit when she was three.
Can I have a rabbit?
She asked. They gave her a rabbit. She asked for a cat when she was four.
I want a cat, she said.
They gave her a cat. She asked for a pony when she was five.
Give me a pony,
she shouted.
What happened next? Read and choose. 1. They gave her a pony. 2. They said, no, we won't give you a pony. Look at the next page. Check.
I'm a princess.
Your mother loves you, Kate.
Your father loves you too.
They gave her a pony, of course. One night, when she was six, Kate looked out of her bedroom window. There was a crescent moon in the sky, and she thought,
I want the moon. Get me the moon, now!
She shouted loudly.
We can't get it now, her father said.
We'll get it tomorrow,
her mother said.
We promise,
they said together. That night, her parents were worried. Stephen said,
How can we get the moon for Kate?
Jane said,
We could use a ladder.
Stephen replied, The moon's too high.
Our ladder isn't long enough.
Jane said,
What about a gun?
We could shoot it down.
Stephen replied, The moon's too far away. My guns aren't powerful enough. Jane thought again and said,
A net. We could catch it in a fishing net.
What did Stephen say next? Read and choose. 1. It's too big. My net isn't big enough. 2. It's too small. The moon isn't big enough. Look at the next page. Check.
I want the moon. Get me the moon now.
We can't get it now.
We'll get it tomorrow.
We promise.
How can we get the moon for Kate? The moon's too high. Our ladder isn't long enough. The moon's too far away. My guns aren't powerful enough.
Stephen said, It's too big. My net isn't big enough. Jane said, "It's hopeless." Then they both had an idea. They went upstairs. Kate was in bed, but she was not asleep. Her father said, "Kate, how big is the moon?" Kate said, "That's a silly question. I can cover it with my thumb, so it's smaller than my thumb." Her mother asked Kate, "What's the moon made of?" "That's another silly question," Kate said. "It's silver, so it's made of silver." Stephen said to his daughter, "Kate, tonight, when the moon goes to bed, we'll get you the moon." Jane said, "Look under your pillow in the morning." That night, Kate's parents went to the market. Stephen talked to a jeweler.
What did Stephen say next? Read and choose. 1. Make me a small silver coin. 2. Make me a small silver moon. Look at the next page. Check.
"It's too big. My net isn't big enough."
"It's hopeless."
"Kate, how big is the moon?"
"That's a silly question. I can cover it with my thumb, so it's smaller than my thumb."
"What's the moon made of?"
"That's another silly question. It's silver, so it's made of silver."
"Kate, tonight, when the moon goes to bed, we'll get you the moon."
"Look under your pillow in the morning."
Stephen said, "Make me a small silver moon." The jeweler made the moon, and the king and queen took it back to the castle. Kate was asleep. The queen put the moon under her pillow. "Here's your moon," she said quietly. In the morning, Jane had a terrible thought. "Stephen," she said, "we're stupid. What will Kate say when the moon appears in the sky tonight?" Stephen was horrified. "We must explain now." Kate came in with the silver moon around her neck. "Kate," said Jane, "are you happy with the moon?"
"Yes," she said. "I'm going to wear it always."
"But won't you be sad when there is no moon tonight?" said Stephen. Kate looked at her father and said,
"That's a silly question. Of course there will be a moon tonight. Because..."
What did Kate say next? Read and choose. There's a new moon every month. You will put my moon back in the sky. Think. Then look at page 18. Check. "Make me a small silver moon."
"Here's your moon."
"Stephen, we're stupid. What will Kate say when the moon appears in the sky tonight?"
"We must explain now."
"Kate, are you happy with the moon?"
"Yes, I'm going to wear it always."
"But won't you be sad when there is no moon tonight?"
"That's a silly question. Of course there will be a moon tonight. Because..." "There's a new moon every month."
A full moon. A crescent moon. The moon. A window. Lean. Leaned. Close. Far. A garden. A pond. A pail. A reflection. A father. Parents. A daughter. A mother. A thumb. Upstairs. Downstairs. A boy looked out of his window. The moon was in the sky. He tried to get it in his hands, but the moon was much too high. The boy looked down to the garden. Another moon was there. He said, "That moon is better." He quickly ran downstairs. He saw a pail in the kitchen, and he had a good idea. "I'll get the moon into the pail and bring it back in here." The boy put the pail in the water. The moon broke and he cried. But then he looked. The moon came back. So once again he tried. He tried it carefully and quick, but the moon was hard to get. He fell into the water and got his clothes all wet. He went back to the kitchen. He pulled the pail behind. He looked down at the water. What did he really find?